Hey everybody, it's Colette Baron-Reed and we are still in week one of Shared Wisdom, and I'm just going to introduce some concepts for you to be thinking about in the next two videos and this one, right? We're not really looking at this as an intense exercise, more than introducing to you a concept that we're going to thread through the entire year. So, number one, what do we need to do? And I mentioned this in the last video, and it's all about how to keep our filters clear 24 hours at a time. So in the last video, I described the filter as being kind of like a mesh of thoughts and stories and everything that come together that create the membrane or the lens through which we see the world. And we want to be sure of what we're looking through, not just what we're looking at, because believe it or not, what we see is that much more determined by our lens and filter than it is by what it actually is. We are always coming from a specific perspective and perception. And so what we want to ensure is that we always know where we're at in those 24 hours, but we also want to clear that filter. Now, why? So our dominant energy is not just our own. So whenever we have a dominant energy specifically that is contracted, we're either going to be contracted or expanded, right? So, and I'm going to show you something in your PDF too, so you can do an assessment on how contracted or how expanded you are, and I'll explain it to you in a second. But ultimately, the bottom line is we're either somewhere between here and here, right? Now, when we are in a contracted state, we are inviting the outer world to reflect back to us that frequency, all right? So this is so important when we're talking about shared wisdom, because now we're not just looking at ourselves, we're seeing like, how do we affect the rest of the world? What are we inviting in? And this is always about the accountability and responsibility that we have for how our energy impacts the outer world. Have you ever been around somebody who is like really stressed out and don't you feel their stress? And what if you're around somebody who's really angry and they're smiling, but you know you're feeling it coming from them, or a resentful person or a drama person? Well, we don't want to be that person. And sometimes we can't help it, that we wake up in the morning and we feel that we have unresolved things from the day before. So what we're trying to do is to continuously take a daily inventory so that we don't take yesterday's stories and add them to today's, because then our filter is going to be dirty. So this is hard work, okay? This is not for sissies, like I always say about Oracle School. This is hard because it's really asking us to be both, in a way, self-centered and self-forgetting at the same time, because we have to look at ourselves and determine what it is that's motivating us to be a certain way in the world, and to recognize our dominant energy has an impact on the outer world. And then on the other hand, we're being asked to be neutral and observant and detached. So this is this very delicate dance, and it's like a balancing act that for the next year you're going to learn how to do. But this week, I just want you to start pondering this. You aren't going to get it 100% right every day, because no one does. But our goal for this entire course, this entire year, is for you to be more in the expansive side every day in 24 hours than you are in the contracted side. And if we can get that needle over that midpoint, and that you're there more than 50% of the day, you are going to see miracles, and I can tell you that is 1,000% accurate. So that's our job as well. So I'd like you to think about that when you write your assessment this week. Where has your energy been contracted? Is it still in some areas? Because we're going to look at different areas of your life. And also, where do you feel that there is places in you that is really expansive? And if you aren't that way when you're writing it, can you remember a time when you were feeling like that? Because we want to practice remembering that every single day. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how would you recognize contraction versus expansion, okay? So we invite a relationship to everything, always. We are never alone. We are never by ourselves. We are always, always, always engaged with the energy of the outer world that will reflect back to us. That's the comment that we know. We have to believe that is gospel. So fear, anger, resentment, scarcity, jealousy, being unclear, apathy, attached. These are some of the words that would describe what it would be like for us when we're in a contracted state. Then we go over this way, where we're where we feel expansive, love, compassion, acceptance, surrender, observer, witness. These are the things that we're striving for. So if we're at any time of day, we're on that other section, we are sending a signal to the universe of something that we call a negative prayer. Because everything that we do as spiritual beings having a human experience is a prayer. It's a prayer to the conscious universe. We're offering ourselves, we're offering our energy. So we have to be very key, you know, and listen, I'll tell you, I don't do this 100% myself. You can ask my husband who's behind the camera right now. It doesn't work perfectly, but we have choices, and that's what we're working on. Before you work with somebody else, you need to know this stuff. You need to be really clear about it, and then you need to be hootless about it. You need to say, oh boy, for an hour today, I was fast asleep and feeling like shit. That's okay. You have to be okay with these things. And I'm going to teach you more and more through the entire year how to manage that. And again, the more you practice, the better you're going to get at it. The more you decide you don't want to do it, the worse you're going to be. Especially because the minute you get conscious, you can't go back to sleep about this. You just can't. It's going to niggle at you and niggle at you and niggle at you. So why not surrender and do the work? And in summary, we always have to pay attention to our dominant energy. We started to talk about this in personal mastery, but we really were only looking at assessing ourselves about ourselves or for ourselves. We really didn't spend a whole lot of energy looking at how our dominant energy impacts the outer world and invites situations and circumstances and signs that show us that we are in a contracted state. So let's do a card reading for how do we, all of us in general, keep our filters clear. What would be the right action for us? Now, I'm going to choose two cards again because I find right now that we're going to look for that second opinion of that second card right from the top. So we know what the anchor will be. And this is for everybody right now. And each one of us is going to have different ones every single day. So let's choose these two for us all. Oh, clean it up. You can't make this up. I mean, come on, the only card in the deck that of how do you keep a clear filter, it says clean it up, right? Okay, thank you for sharing, wisdom of the oracle. You have a sense of humor. So obviously this card is reminding us that no matter what, we all have to assess where we're at on any given day and clean up what stuff that we're carrying from the day before. So that's why we do 24 hours at a time. And this reminds me of the daily inventory that we can do before we go to bed at night, which is going to be in your PDF. But here's the interesting card too, which I thought was fascinating, is the fates. Like there are certain things you have no control over, but you do have the ability to respond rather than react to situations. So this is about our reactions to life on life's terms. We only have so much capacity. It's a really 50-50 deal with I co-create my own reality. I can clean up my mess. I can see things through a different lens. I can be the person that I want to become. I can change all these things, etc. But then I'm going to still be dealing with fate, life on life's terms. So these two very, very important pillars of truth, that how we co-create reality, is being reminded right up front in this first week of this course that we cannot control outcomes, but we can set intentions in motion. We can sit in that chair of observation and see the world as it is and how, and not as we want it to be, but as the form that spirit chooses for us. So this is also about non-attachment. Those are amazing cards. Don't you just love these cards? I love these cards. So I'll see you in the next video when we're going to be talking about the body as an instrument. Be there.